Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
It seems that on this show there is very often a conversation about the different generations and specifically Gen Zs and Brian's lack of fondness of Gen Zs. Is that fair?
I can't say I can't abide them because it's very, very strong.
That's very strong.
I just find with Gen Zs is that Why can't we just leave it the way that it is? It doesn't always need to, if it's not broken, why are we always trying to fix things?
Because generations are always, you know, continuing.
Evolving and moving.
Yeah, exactly.
See, but I'm at that age where I just don't want it to evolve.
Okay.
But listen.
You're traditional. You want to stick to what you know.
Listen, Katya is a Gen Z as well.
Mm-hmm.
At six, you're a Gen Z here.
I am.
I'm surrounded by Gen Zs. I think I give off Gen Z energy.
You do to a certain extent, for sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are elements of Gen Z and our life that you would kind of actually understand. Like one, for example, right, are the phrases that Gen Zs have. So I know a phrase that you use quite often, and it's actually coined as a Gen Z phrase. Spill the tea.
Oh, spill the tea. But funnily, I joked this morning about spill the beans. Remember at the start of the show? Because we used to say back in the day, spill the beans. What happened last night? Did you kiss him? Spill the beans. Did you stay over? Spill the beans. The Heinz beans, obviously, now.
Of course. It has transitioned, though, to the tea.
Yeah, and if the tea's piping hot, which means...
I think that's why.
The gossip's so scandalous.
I now think, right, because I do agree with you in the sense that some people would think spill the beans and spill the tea are the same thing. I don't really think that they are anymore. I would think that spill the beans is kind of like a, oh, what's happening, you know, what's happening with the neighbour down the road? Go on, spill the beans. What's going on with Sheila down at 56? Like, you know.
So if we know what Sheila in 56 has spilled the tea, if I said to you spill the beans, what's going on?
No, that is spill the beans.
So if beans evolved to tea.
If I said to you then spill the tea, I'd be like, oh, Brian, what happened last night?
Yeah.
Who is she with?
So it basically means a different word to each person.
Yeah. Like tea is more deep gossip, I would say. Like more dramatic gossip.
Dangerous
gossip. A study has actually been done on this. And it says...
They've actually studied this.
Would you believe? Another phrase as well, and you had mentioned that it was something you said this morning or maybe last week, the phrase kill two birds with one stone.
I was killing two birds with one stone this weekend with plans I've got coming up in June, and it's kind of hard to kill two birds with one stone, metaphorically speaking, obviously.
Yes, of course.
No birds were harmed in the making of this conversation.
Well, that phrase is kind of dying off according to the Gen Zs.
Much like the birds.
No, poor birds. But there is a term, and I know that you know this one as well, red flag, green flag.
It's very dating.
Gen Z, all about that.
Very 2025.
It is actually, yeah. Expressions such as step up to the plate,
yeah,
bad mouthing,
yeah,
and below the belt are frequently used among the older generations and could also fall out of fashion too.
I can't tell you the last time I heard someone say that's below the belt.
Same.
You're insulting someone.
Mm-hmm.
Bad mouthing someone, stop bitching about them, stop talking about them.
Yeah, exactly.
I do that quite a lot still.
Is there, what would you say is your favourite kind of idiom? Do you like the flags? I think it's spill the tea for you.
Spill the tea, the red and green. We're not at a traffic lights. I don't quite, and that's the whole dating thing. That's beyond me now at this point. I like spill the tea. I do like below the belt. I might have to give that in there. That's bad. That's below the belt.
Let's revive that.
And you'd say, stop. Will you stop bad mouthing her?
Yes.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think some of those you're good at. I have a few more though.
Oh, God.
Can I give you a little quiz?
Can I get something from the vending machine if I get them right?
Okay, I'll make you that deal.
Woo!
If you get them right, you can get something from the
French
vending machine.
French exam last week, I got four things.
I know, you were really good at that. Will you be good at this? We'll play in the next few minutes.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
We were talking a couple of minutes ago about how certain phrases are evolving between the generations. This is according to a new study, so... Phrases like spill the beans are kind of associated with millennials, and the Gen Zs are using spill the tea instead. Also, there are new terms like red flag, green flag that are becoming more popular as well. And then phrases like step up to the plate, bad mouthing and below the belt are kind of dying off a little bit.
I forgot step up to the plate.
I like that one as well. I am a Gen Z. Brian is not the biggest fan of Gen Zs or has the biggest understanding of them, which is why I wanted to bring you a little quiz, Brian. Some Gen Z phrases that I want to see if you can kind of translate into everyday language. Tell me what they mean.
Into my speak.
Into your speak, exactly. We did say as well that if you get them right, You can get something from the vending machine.
Nice. I've already got 4 tokens to use in 2025 so far.
Well, you could be getting another 6.
Well, I had 6 from last year and I cashed them all in at Christmas.
I was here for that. I remember I got a lovely Kinder Bueno from you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Happy Christmas.
Let's see how many you can get right now.
Okay, go.
So your first Gen Z phrase you need to translate into everyday language is no cap. What does that mean? If Gen Z says no cap, what are they saying?
Well, I mean, no cap means they don't want to stop something. As in, no cap on the fun, no cap on the enjoyment, no cap on having the laugh.
I guess where you're coming from, unfortunately, though, it's not right.
What does it mean?
It means I'm serious or I'm not lying.
Oh my God, this Gen Z speak. Give me number 2.
Okay, second one is 8 and left no crumbs.
Oh, that's if you have an argument with someone and you kind of win and you eat them up and you give them what for and they're almost like speechless. You ate it up and left no crumbs.
I'll give you that.
Woo!
Did something perfectly and impressively.
Thank you.
For example, an argument. Very good. I've had a feeling you'd know that one. Third one then, that slaps.
Well, a slap would sting. So that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's something you say to someone and it really hurt them and it really got them and you go, oh, that slaps. That's probably a bit too much.
Okay. I like your way of thinking on that. Unfortunately, no. It's not that.
Don't tell me it's a good thing.
It actually is. If you say that slaps, it's something that is really good. So for example, if people are talking about music, if we're playing a song on 98FM.
That slaps.
And they're like, oh, that slaps. That is so good. Fourth one then. Hits different.
Sorry, is that it?
That's it.
Hits different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hits different mean it's a strange feeling. So if someone says something to you, oh, that hit a little different. Or maybe if you're in a relationship and you say something to someone and you're probably not feeling it. I was going to say it's an awkward feeling.
Okay.
Where you go, oh, that hit different. That's kind of uncomfortable.
It's not that. Again, like your logic with all of these is really good and I totally understand it. Hits different in this scenario when the Gen Z say it is something that feels uniquely powerful or emotional. Now, that's kind of a deep phrase. I think people use it on more of a less deep kind of scale. We'll say, for example, right? A coffee on a Monday morning hits different. If I had a coffee on a Friday morning, I like my coffee on a Friday morning.
But you need
it
on a Monday.
But a coffee on a Monday morning, it just hits different.
You need it.
Exactly. Fifth one then, you've got riz.
I would think that's a compliment. Is it sass? Is it attitude? I would say you've got riz is a compliment. Someone is praising you.
I'll give you that.
Yay!
If you have good charm or flirting skills, you've got riz.
Well, I've got good riz.
You have good riz.
2 things from the vending machine.
I have one more for you. Would you like one more?
Yes.
Let's go one more.
Let's go.
And I think you're going to like this one when you find it out, but I also think you might know it. One word, snatched.
Oh, that's if someone looks great. They look snatched. They look fabulous. Yay!
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.